Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Dua lil Mayyiti Ba'd Dafnihi wal Qu'udi 'inda Qabrihi Sa'atan lid Du'a lahu wal Istighfari wal Qira'ati. The chapter on supplicating, making dua for the deceased after his burial. So remaining at his grave for a short while to supplicate, seek forgiveness, and reciting the Quran. What this is speaking about? After a person is buried, now that questioning takes place. This is the time when Munkir and Nakir come down and they start questioning the person in his qabr. So here we are encouraged, as we'll see in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that those people that are the close family members of his, close associates and friends, that they should remain by the qabr for a while and they should make dua for him. Special dua they should be making for him. That Allahumma thabbithu bil qawli thabit. At that moment, this one is one of the du'as that should be made. That, O Allah, keep him firm through the dhariya, through the barakat of kalima tayyiba. Keep him firm at this moment. This is now when his questioning is taking place. So as we go on, we'll see that how important it is for people to be engaged in du'a, in istighfar, in tilawat of Quran in those moments. When now everyone else is leaving the Qabrustan, all the other people are leaving, those that are close to the person that has been buried, to stay there for a while, so that the person in the Qabr, can take some type of comfort by those around reading for him. Although he is underground alone, and the other people that were close to him, they are above him, there is still some type of comfort he can take from them. By those moments, they are reading for him, making dua, and they are sending for him. An Abi Amr وقيل أبو عبد الله وقيل أبو ليلى عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فرغ من دفن الميت وقف عليه وقال استغفروا لأخيكم واسألوا له التثبيت فإنه الآن يسأل. رواه أبو داود. هذا أبو عمر. And according to some, Abu Abdullah, and according to others, Abu Layla, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhum, narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed burying the body of the deceased. So Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed burying the body of the deceased, he would stand at the grave and say, seek forgiveness for your brother and ask for steadfastness from him, because he is presently, and ask for steadfastness for him, because he is presently being questioned. Your brother now in the qabr, at this moment he is being questioned. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, seek forgiveness. Istaghfiru li akhikum wa salu lahu at-tathbit, and also ask for steadfastness. Allahumma thabbithu. O Allah, keep him steadfast. And the next part, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining, why these things should be done. فَإِنَّهُ الْآنْ يُسْأَلْ, because presently he is being questioned. One more hadith, عَنْ عَمْرِ بْنِ الْعَاصِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ إِذَا دَفَنْتُمُونِي فَأَقِيمُوا حَوْلَ قَبْرِي قَدْرَ مَا تُنْحَرُ جَزُورٌ وَيُقَسَّمُ لَحْمُهَا حَتَّى أَسْتَأْنِسَ بِكُمْ وَأَعْلَمَ مَاذَا أُرَاجِعُ بِهِ رُسُلَ رَبِّي. رواه مسلم وقد سبق بطوله. قال الشافعي رحمة الله عليه ويستحب أن يقرأ عنده شيء من القرآن وإن ختم القرآن عنده كان حسنا. حضرت أمر بن عاص رضي الله عنه said that when you have buried me, stand around my grave for as long as it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat. How long should one remain there, make dua for him, read for him, etc.? In this hadith is explained, Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says, that when you have buried me, then stand around my grave for as long as it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat. Ulama explained, roughly between 20 to 30 minutes, 20, 25, 30 minutes. In that time period, approximately, people should stand, those that are close there, and they should read for this person, because this hadith is teaching us the duration for as long as it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat, that is the approximate time that it takes. So he goes on to explain, Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu is telling people that when you have buried me, stand around my grave for as long as it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat, so that I may be comforted by you and know what reply to give to the messengers of my Allah. The entire hadith was mentioned previously. Here we explained that these messengers of Allah Ta'ala, Munkar and Nakir, they come at this time. So these are the messengers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So he's saying, by you all standing around and comforting me, it gives me strength to answer these messengers. So ulama give example. It's like when a person is going to court, he's got a trial date. So he tells people, you know what, I'm going to court, please make dua for me, I need your assistance, make dua for me, this is the time I'm going to be in court from this time to that time. Or sometime a person is going into theater, and in theater now he's going to be there from this time to that time, so he's telling people to make dua. But this is more closer to a person being in court, because his questioning is taking place. So please, at that time when my questioning is taking place, then I want you all to make dua for me. So this is what he's saying. So that these moments, by you all making dua, I can be comforted by you all being there. So Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says that it is mustahab, preferable, to recite some portion of the Quran at this person's grave. If the entire Quran is recited, it will be good. Entire Quran be recited, it'd be good. But if you can't recite the entire Quran, whatever part, how can the entire, you might be thinking, can be recited? If you've got many huffaz that are there, each one take one sipara, it doesn't take long, takes about 20 minutes, and the khatam of Quran can take place. However, ulama warn that don't hire people to come and read, that we'll get so many huffaz and we'll give them something, each one come and read. And the example they give, and the reason why it is mentioned in the kitabs like this, is because when a person is hired to come and read, then that fee that he's getting to read, that's his reward. Whatever he's getting paid to read, that's his reward. And he's not getting any sawab for reading. How is he going to transfer the sawab to the dead person? And then they give the example of an account. Person doesn't have any transfer coming into his account. His balance is nil. How is he going to transfer out of his account? So therefore, if we want that sawab to come, we do it for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And now we make niyat that whatever we got sawab for reading, that sawab must be transferred to the person that has been buried. Not people getting paid to read, they're not getting any sawab, they're getting their payment. So therefore, this is something we should keep in mind. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. See how beautiful our deen is. That the person now is gone, he himself can't invest any further. Whatever investments he's got now, that's what's benefiting him. But people reading for him can still send for him. People making dua for him, people reading for him, seeking forgiveness for him, is still some way that he can benefit. Ulama give and explain few things that can help the person in the qabr whilst he's there. Person, and what should be read. So you say that the beginning and ending portion of Surah Baqarah. Every one of us should know. Beginning, Alif Lam Mim Til Muflihun. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu should tell people that at my headside, this was his practice, that he would read Alif Lam Mim to Muflihun at the headside, then he'd move towards the leg side, and he'll read from Aman al-Rasul, which is the end of Surah Baqarah, till the end of the Surah. So it's just a few ayats, Aman al-Rasul till the end of the Surah. Very easy. By the headside from Alif Lam Mim till Muflihun, and by the feet side from Aman al-Rasul till the end of the Surah. Surah Ikhlas 11 times. Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Each one of us knows this. You can read that 11 times. The next is Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, and Surah Takathur. These are the things that are mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can read Surah Fatiha. Every one of us knows Surah Fatiha. We know Qul Huwallah and Inna A'atina. The other thing that can be read is Surah Yasin. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi encouraged that Ayatul Kursi be recited once and Surah Ikhlas thrice. The person doesn't know, or it's too much he's finding, at least he can practice upon this. The person, what he can do is he can read Ayatul Kursi once and Qul Huwallah three times. Every one of us know that. So these are simple things we can do, and we can read for the deceased. Conveying the reward of the deeds that do not involve wealth, salah, fasting, zikr, recitation of the Quran, tawaf of the Kaaba, etc. This is permissible according to Hanafi, according to the Us and the Hanbali Mazhab, and according to several Shafi and Maliki scholars as well. So therefore, we don't only have to restrict it. Sometimes a person thinks that I have to restrict it to monetary ibadat. I have to give money for the people in the qabr to benefit, not necessary. We can read for them and send. Any nafil action we are doing, sometimes we are sitting. My ustad has a mufti sahab, he says, very easy way is we are sitting in a program like how we are sitting now. Make niyat that whatever sawab I'm getting for sitting in a program, Allah send it to the marhumin. So he's not even reading something. He's just sitting and getting reward for sitting, but the sawab is getting transferred, so those people are there in the qabr. So these are things we can do after now everyone has left, and everyone is gone, even we that have left. But the first part we all should try and do, especially if it's a close person, we stay there for some time, make dua. After that part is finished, now comes these other things that I mentioned, person can read, etc. Then there is no harm. Simple things we can do, and we can all get the reward. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.